This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Hannah Kwon. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the passing of laws for an Indigenous voice to Parliament referendum is an opportunity for Australians to create a better future. A date hasn't been set for the vote, but it is expected to be held in October. Mr. Albanese says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Parliaments pass laws, but it is people who make history. This is your time, your chance, your opportunity to be a part of making history. It will be a moment of national unity, a chance to make our nation even greater, a gracious chapter in the great story of Australia.
Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney has described it as a big day for Australia.
It's on. We are one step closer to finally recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in our nation's founding document. One step closer to giving a voice to the needs and aspirations of Indigenous Australians. One step closer to unifying Australia and making a great country even greater.
Co-chair of the Uluru Dialogue, Pat Anderson, says it's a milestone moment.
The Australian public, the Australian people, will decide what sort of a country we are, what do we stand for, what are our values, who are we?
The Greens Party have won their bid to delay debate on the federal housing bill until October. The Labor government's fund aims to invest earnings to build 30,000 social and affordable homes over the next 5 years. The Greens have been refusing to support the bill as they push for greater rights for renters amid increasing rents and a cost of living crisis. A new report is pushing for more to be done to move households away from gas if Australia wants to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. The report by think tank the Grattan Institute shows gas makes up for 22% of the nation's carbon emissions, with 5 million homes and businesses using gas. It's recommending state and territory leaders ban the sale of new gas stoves and new gas connections. It suggests that electric homes are cheaper to run and better for health. You've been listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Hannah Kwon.